which have been a comfort, which have been a comfort. Colossians chapter 4, beginning verse 7, the Bible says, all my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother. I'm just going to switch over to the pulpit mic, Brother Allen. All my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that he might know your estate and comfort your hearts. With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, they shall make known unto you all things which are done here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, saluteth you, and Marcus, sister, son to Barnabas, touching whom ye have received commandments. If he come unto you, receive him. And Jesus, which is called Justice, who are of the circumcision, these only are my fellow workers unto the kingdom of God, which have been a comfort unto me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. For I bear him record that he hath a great zeal for you, and them that are in Laodicea, and them in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea, and Nymphas, and the church which is in his house. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your goodness. I pray, Lord, you forgive us wherever we may have faltered or failed you in service this week. I pray you'd help us to look to you for guidance and direction throughout this upcoming week. And I pray for each and every believer here that you'd use the word of God to strengthen their hearts. I also pray if there is someone who is watching or is in our presence who does not know the Lord Jesus Christ, do not know the joy of sins forgiven, I pray that tonight would be the night they place their trust in you. Again, Lord, we give you the glory and honor for all that you will do, and I pray you just give me the words to speak, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. One of the most precious things we can have as Christians is comfort. And comfort can be found in a number of ways. And the Bible in this passage of Scripture speaks of comfort we receive from others and how we can be a comfort to others. We can be both a comfort to others and receive comfort from others by how we deal with them and how we treat them. The Bible says in Colossians 4:8, it deals with comforting others, while in Colossians 4:12, it deals with being comfort. There are many ways we can be comforted, or be a comfort to others. But one of the ways that we can be a comfort is by being faithful, being persistent in the work of the Lord. Continue pressing on regardless of the situation around us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Be an example of a Christian. That is how we can be a comfort to others. And one of the ways we can be comfort is looking around us and seeing men who are faithful, seeing men who have been there throughout the years, people that you know, no matter what happens, they're going to be there. They are faithful. In either case, the way we can be a comfort is by being faithful, and the way we are comforted is by looking to those who are faithful. This evening, we're going to look at how to be a comfort, and we're going to, as well, look at how we can be comforted. If you're taking notes this evening, first, we're going to look at how to be a comfort, how to be a comfort. Under that, if you're taking notes, letter A, declare your concern for others. Declare your concern for others. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 2, verses 1 and following, for I would that you knew what great conflict I had for you, and for them that of Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of the wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. Showing your concern for others is not a weak thing to do as Christians. Sometimes we like to keep things to ourselves. Instead of opening up and being honest with people and talking to them and asking them how they're doing or how their week is going, we kind of just press on with their daily motions and say, hi, how are you? How are things going? Or I hope you have a good week. But God encourages us in his word to encourage others, to be a comfort to them by showing concern. Simple statements like, I'm praying for you, or keep pressing on, may have a great impact on those around us. When you speak to them and you're saying to other people that I'm praying for you, and keep pressing on, keep on doing the work, it will have an everlasting impact on their life in many ways, especially if you're older and someone else is younger. There's something special about that. I can remember people who are elders in the faith or someone who's older than I am. When they made compliments like that, I took it to heart a lot more. It has an impact because it allows them to know that you take notice of them. It allows them to know that you are concerned for them. It allows them to know that you care for them. And that is what a comfort is, really. It's just showing others that you do have concern for them, that you do have care for them. The Bible says the following in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 40. Turn there if you would. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse number 1. Isaiah chapter 40. And we'll begin reading at verse number 1. Isaiah 40 and verse number 1, the Bible says the following. Comfort ye, and comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her. Their warfare is accomplished. Their iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Now, one of the ways we can declare our concern for others is by sharing with them the word of God. Letting people know what God is doing in your life, how God has been faithful to you. Remind them of who it is that they serve. Everyone needs to be reminded from time to time that they are not alone. Everyone from time to time needs to be reminded that God is faithful. And everyone from time to time needs to be reminded that God is working. And we can allow others to know that God is working by using our own lives as a testimony, by telling them what God has done in our life. We show our concern when we share to others the truths of the Word of God. We show our concern by telling them how God was faithful to us in our trials, especially when they are going through the same trial that we have experienced ourselves. You can be a comfort to someone else who's going through a trial by telling them how God worked in your trials in your life. The Bible says the following in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 3 and following. Turn there if you would, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verses 3 and following. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, and we'll begin reading at verse number 3. The Bible says the following, Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. Whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye be also of the consolation. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we can trust, and he will yet deliver us. Ye also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. We are able to comfort others when we go through trials because we can testify the God of all comfort. When you've been there and you've seen God work in your life through the trial, when you've experienced God's hand in your life, you can tell to someone else, God is there to be with you, Christian. You're not alone. He will help you through whatever you're going through. You do not have to be discouraged, even though you are discouraged. You can be a comfort by reminding them, as God has helped you, he will help them also. You can testify of the goodness of God. And really, that's where comfort comes from. It comes from the God of all comfort. And the way we are a comfort to others is by trusting in God, being faithful, and letting others know how God has been faithful in our lives. When we see our brothers and sisters suffering in sorrow, remind them of the God of comfort by testifying of how God has comforted you. Let them know how God has worked in your own life. The Bible says the following, Matthew chapter 5, verse 2 and following. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. You can tell your brothers and sisters that are mourning, or those who are going through heartache, that you're blessed. And you say, how can you say that? Well, the Bible says, Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. What God says he's able to do. And God is able to comfort your heart no matter what you're going through this evening. God is there to help you, to carry you through. And there are many ways we can be comforted, but as we learn, it comes from God. And one of the things that comforts us is the scriptures, and we share with each other. And one of these comforts is found in the book of Revelation. Turn there, if you would, to Revelation chapter 21. And we'll begin reading in verse number 1, Revelation chapter 21. And we'll begin reading in verse number 1. The Bible says, Revelation 21, verse 1, And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. You can be rest assured that God will wipe away all tears. You can be rest assured one day there will be no more sorrow. You say, how do you know that? Because it's written in the Word of God. One day there'll be a new heaven and a new earth. One day all things will be new. God will change everything. We live in a sin-cursed world, and we suffer because of the sin that's in this world. And the pain of that suffering, at times, even as Paul wrote, could be at the point where you despair even of life. But you have to remember who it is you serve. You serve an almighty God. And you have to consider the end thereof. You have to look to the end, that in the end, it will be worth it all. And we have to remind each other. That is how we can be a comfort this evening. Reminding each other when we go through those places of despair, when we go through those places of discouragement, that it's only temporary. It won't last forever. We can take comfort by considering the end of all things. Not only can we comfort others by showing our concern, but we can comfort them by being faithful. Letter B. Being a faithful minister. If you want to be a comfort this evening to someone, be faithful. Be where you need to be. Do what God wants you to do. Be an example of the believers. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 11, verses 1 and following, the following. Turn there, if you would. Book of Romans, chapter 11. And we'll begin reading in verse number 1. Romans, chapter 11. Romans chapter 11, we'll begin reading in verse number 1. The Bible says, I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite, and of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin, God hath not cast away his people which he foreknew. Wot ye not what the scripture saith of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets, and dig down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed to the knee of the image of Baal. Even so, then, as it's at this present time, also there is remnant according to the election of grace. You don't have to turn there, but I'll read this, the passage of scripture that deals with this in 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 9. And he came thither unto a cave and lodged there, and behold, the word of the Lord came unto him and said unto him, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant. Throw down thine altars and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire a still small voice. And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering of the cave. Behold, there came a voice unto him and said, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been a very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said unto him, Go return unto thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. When thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And Jehu the son of Nimshi shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abimelech shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay. And him that escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. Yet have I left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. What God is relaying the message here to Elijah is this, that there are faithful people yet. You're not the only one. And the way we're able to be encouragement to others, the way we are to be able to be a comfort to others, is by remaining faithful to the things of God. So that their heart knows you're not the only one. When we gather together to worship God. One of the things we gather together is for the fellowship. That fellowship encourages us to keep on pressing on for the things of God. Continue on being faithful in the things of God. Allow that comfort to be a part of our life. When it comes to comfort, we can comfort others, and they comfort us through faithfulness. Faithfulness has a big impact on people's lives. When people are presented with the truth that they're not the only one who's serving God on high, it brings comfort to their hearts. It lets them know that they're not alone. Therefore, as we think about this, just remember how important it is to be faithful, because it will encourage people to keep on pressing on for the glory of God. This is how we are to be a comfort to others. Not only how we can be a comfort to others, but I'm also going to look at this evening how to be comforted. How are we to be comforted? Letter A under that, remember those who are faithful. Remember those who are faithful. We've looked at how to be a comfort. We are to be faithful, but how are we to comfort ourselves? Well, remember that you are not alone. Look around you when you're at that point, when you're looking at yourself, and that's what causes us to be discouraged, when we begin to look at ourselves and say to ourselves, I'm the only one. No one else cares for God like I do. And before we know it, we have that pity party, and we begin to think that we're the only one who's pressing forward. But God wants us to look around and look at what is real and what is true. He wants us to look at others and remember that you're not the only one, that there are others out there who are serving the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 13, Therefore we were comforted in your comfort, yea, and exceedingly, the more joy we for the joy of Titus, because his spirit was refreshed by you all. Being comforted by others' comfort. Being comforted because you know that there are others out there who are serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Just as being faithful comforts others, we ourselves are comforted by those who are comforted, by those who are faithful in the things of God. There is joy in knowing that there are co-laborers in the work of the Lord. There is joy in knowing that you're not alone. The Bible says the following, Colossians 4:11, and Jesus, which is called Justice, who are of the circumcision, these only are my fellow workers unto the kingdom of God, which have been a comfort unto me. There is comfort in knowing that you have co-workers in the work of the Lord. There's comfort in knowing that there are people here this evening who are doing the work of the Lord. There's comfort in knowing you're not the only one. Even though we are independent Baptists, it does not mean we should isolate from the rest of our brothers and sisters in the Lord and his work. And what I mean by that is we can be a comfort even amongst other churches of same like faith and practice. There are people out there, and you read it in the Bible, where when a church was going through a difficult time, a church that was going through somewhat of a better time would reach out to them and be a blessing to them. And we do that through missionaries. There's missionaries out in the field, and we think about here at Kitchener Baptist Church, but there's more than just us. There's those who are out in the field. And we can take comfort in knowing who it is that is being faithful in the work of God in other places. Unity and comfort was found through other churches of same faith and practice in the Bible days. They found comfort in knowing that there's other people that are out there preaching, thus saith the Lord. The Bible says the following, the Colossians chapter 4, verses 7 and following. Turn there if you would, the book of Colossians chapter 4. It's the text we've been using this evening. I'm going to read it again. The Bible says, all my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and a fellow servant in the Lord, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that he might know your estate and comfort your hearts. He was sent to comfort the hearts of another church. He was sent to be a blessing to another church. We want to be a comfort to others. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 4, verse 9 and following, with Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother who is one of you, they shall make known unto you all things which are done here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, saluteth you, and Marcus, sister son to Barnabas, touching whom ye have received commandments, if he come unto you, receive him. And Jesus, which is called Justice, who are of the circumcision, these only are my fellow workers unto the kingdom of God, which have been a comfort unto me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you always, laboring fervently in you for you in prayers, that we may be perfect and complete in all the will of God. For I bear him record that he hath a great zeal for you, and them that are in Laodicea, and them in Hierapolis. There were many men that were a comfort to Paul. And there are many men who we can look around us that are faithful in the things of God, and other churches, even in Ontario and around the world, that they can be a comfort to us, and we can be a comfort to them. We have to consider those around us who are faithful when we're discouraged. That is how we can be comforted. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 4 and following, for while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos. Are you not carnal? Who then is Paul and who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereupon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. As we think about being comforted and we look at others, we are co-laborers together with God. We're involved in the same work together. We had the same purpose in mind. That purpose is to win souls for the Lord Jesus Christ. That purpose is to bring people to a place where they'll know Jesus, so that they can know the joy of sins forgiven, so that they can know that there is a Savior who loves them in heaven. We work together to share the good news that Jesus saves. That is why we gather together, to proclaim the truth that Jesus loves this world, that Jesus died for this world, that he was buried and that he rose again so that people could have everlasting life. When we think about the work, we think about others who are laboring in the work, so that is a comfort to us. We are laborers together with God. There are many other verses I could deal with and focusing on others to be encouragement, but I want to go to the last point and I'll be done this evening. In order to be comforted, we also have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Letter B, encourage yourself in the Lord. Encourage yourself in the Lord. True comfort comes from the God of comfort. You'll only find comfort when you're focused on God. The reason why we look to those who are faithful around us is to see that God is working in their lives. The reason why we look to the people around us in this world who are serving out in the missions field is to see that God is working in the field. The reason why we are to comfort others is show that to them that God is working in our lives and God is going to help them through whatever they're going through. The comfort that we get from faithful brothers and sisters in Christ is because God is working in their lives. When you are discouraged and you feel like you can't press on, then look to God. And I mean when you're just in that point and you just don't know what to do, where to go, where to look, look to God. Turn your Bibles to the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 30, and we'll begin reading in verse number 1. 1 Samuel chapter 30, and we'll begin reading in verse number 1. The Bible says, "And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south, and Ziklag, and had smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then the David and the people were with them lifted up their voice and wept, until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, and Hinnom the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God." David was faced with a great circumstance. He was faced, and he was in a place where he just didn't really know what to do or where to go. Everyone was against him. And you might be in that dark place sometimes in your life where it seems like everyone is against you. But there's always one place you can run to, Christian, and that is to God. You can always encourage your heart in knowing that God is faithful. You can always encourage in your heart in knowing that God is in control, that God will take care of your situation, no matter how bad it may seem, that God will take care. He is in control of your life. The Bible says in Romans 8:25 and following, "But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did to predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and them he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. All things work together for good to them that love God. No matter what you've been facing, no matter what you are about to face, you can be rest assured all things work together for good to them that love God. You can comfort your heart knowing God is in control. God will take care of the situation. Be of good cheer. The Bible says in John chapter 16, 31 and following, Jesus answered them, "Do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." God has overcome the world. You can be of good cheer. You have no reason to be discouraged. Christ has overcome the world, and he is with you, and he will never leave you. Matthew 28, 16 and following. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even till the end of the world. Amen." You're not alone. God is with you. God will help you. God is your comfort. If your heart is heavy, you just don't know what to do, encourage yourself in the Lord. Remember God. Remember who it is that you serve. John chapter 14, 26. "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." John 15, 26. "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me." John 16, verse 7. "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." I have not focused too much on this evening, but we have the Comforter. We have the Holy Spirit. God is there with us. God has already won the victory. And we have the Comforter even within us now, the Holy Spirit, because Jesus Christ has left. And he left with a purpose. He's gone to prepare a place for you, that where he is, there you may be also. One day he's going to return for you. He's going to come back for his bride. He's going to come back for the church. One day you'll be with Jesus. Your hearts can be comforted this evening, no matter what they face. We comfort others by encouraging them in the Lord. We comfort ourselves by encouraging ourselves in the Lord. This comfort strengthens our faith by helping us focus on the one above all. All true comfort comes from God. We both share and receive comfort by focusing on the author and finisher of our faith. That is where comfort comes from. We need to always remember who it is to consider no matter what we face. And that is found in the book of Hebrews. Turn there, turn in the Hebrews chapter 12 and verses 1 and following. Hebrews 12. We'll read verses 1 and following. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, "Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For considered him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds." Let the God of all comfort comfort you this evening. Go to him, consider him. Wherever you're at, he's in control. He knows what's best, and he'll comfort you. You're not alone in the race. God is there with you. He'll help you. He'll comfort you. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for your love and your mercy. We thank you for being the God of comfort. Lord, I thank you for so many times in my own life that you've come and you've helped me through the struggles and the trials. Lord, when I did not know what to do, you were there to help me along the path and guide me and open my eyes to the truths of the Word of God. I pray this evening that you'd help each and every one of us to rely upon you to comfort us, and Lord, to be a comfort to others by sharing the goodness of what you've done in our lives. Again, Lord, we continue to ask that you bless everything, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor.